Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50, and we'll get right to our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to weak today amid uncertainty about packer demand, with three Western Corn Belt plants closed for the day. But some sources say very current hog supplies could keep prices from falling very much, if at all. Terminals are called steady to mixed, tops from $53.50 to $58. Peoria called steady to a dollar lower today with a top price of $53.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 23rd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,154. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67.25 to $79. The weighted average, $76.80, a loss of 55 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $56.69 to $61.69, the weighted average $59.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $7,785. The base price range was $67.50 to $80, the weighted average $77.63, a loss of $1.23 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $55.22 to $63.11, and the weighted average was $58.96.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. We are starting out the morning hours with another round of showers and thunderstorms heading for much of the plains looks like for the next few days, and that's going to be the main focus of the forecast. Let's recap, though, what happened over the weekend, as we had two waves of rain that moved across the U.S., especially during the through the Corn Belt region during the Friday through Saturday, leaving anywhere from most of the area with some rain. Only about 25% of the area missed the rain. The first wave of rain exited the region last week and produced anywhere from 1.12 inches of rain in Lexington, Kentucky, to a few hundredths of an inch elsewhere in southern Illinois and into Ohio, remainder of Kentucky. A second wave of rain was larger in size than the first event and impacted most of the area from Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of northern Illinois as well. Rainfall in the larger region of the rain in western Corn Belt region from about a tenth of an inch to 65 hundredths of an inch, and few areas reported well over an inch, though. Des Moines, Iowa finally received rain after days without precipitation and ended up with 1.4 inches. Lamoni, Iowa received 2.24 inches of rain, and La Crosse, Wisconsin ended up with 1.32 inches. Overall, rainfall was close to expectations, although coverage was a little greater in the west, and amounts at Des Moines, Iowa, and Lamoni were definitely greater than anticipated. A northwesterly flow pattern, basically our forecast this week, and probably even into next week, will keep conditions a little bit wetter than average around the region this entire week, and the computer forecast model suggests the pattern will prevail during the week of July 3rd as well, so that's through the holiday, and the European model is not quite as cool as the global forecast model is, which is the United States version of the extended model, and the four far western parts of the Corn Belt out of milder temperatures regions beginning late this week and especially during the weekend, but some brief cooling occurs again next week. Northwesterly flow pattern at this time of year often produce frequent showers and thunderstorms and milder than usual temperature regime, so it's going to stay a little bit on the cool side. We're not going to see a heat blast, that's for sure. The kind of pattern should be expected in the eastern Corn Belt as well. Anticipated rainfall during the coming week will be lighter than usual in the western Corn Belt. That's out into Nebraska and parts of Kansas, but below average in the eastern Corn Belt. But however, the precipitation will be maintained enough soil moisture to support many crops while temperatures are below average. Pockets of dryness will remain in the western Corn Belt, but until temperatures turn hotter, there will be little concern for yield-reducing stress. That leaves time for improved rainfall to take place, although the forecast still does not offer a tremendous potential for significant rain over the next 10 days. That's out west. Here in Illinois, things look much better than that, as we're expecting rainfall to continue off and on with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Most of the region should receive some significant rain. Quick check down to the south in the Delta region. Looks like conditions will stay a little bit on the dry side. The far south, however, parts of Atlanta, or parts of Georgia, that is, and northern Alabama and the northern sections of the Delta region will receive considerable rainfall over the next couple of days as tropical moisture moves northward and also into the northeastern U.S., staying well on the wet side for crops up in that region. That's a look at your agricultural forecast, and I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 4.78 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. September, 4.87 and a quarter, down 1. Last trade down 4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.62, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/2. September, 3.80 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/2. July corn opened at 227, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. September, 238 1/2, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. December, 253 3/4, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 4. The red line, July, 281 1/4, down 3 1/4. Last trade down 3 1/2. July soybeans opened at 5.81, up a half. Last trade down 5. November, 6.05 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 6. July soybean meal opened at 176.50, unchanged. Last trade down 2.10. July soybean oil opened at 24.62, unchanged. Last trade down 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as we heard from meteorologist Jay Searles, some rain over the weekend and more expected. We're going to break the market off the overnights?
I think you'll end up going right with the overnights to start off with. You've got some support from our March low, and December corn was 249 and a quarter. My guess is we're going to go check that support point out and see if we've got some more fun selling out here. The funds are still long, by our recollection, somewhere in the area of 180,000 contracts of corn. I tend to think they want to get that down to somewhere around 100,000 contracts. So I think you'll find that rallies are going to be met with selling, much as this one here was. We tried to rally there midweek last week, couldn't find any strength underneath it, and we turned back south again. Corn's just flat out fallen off the table in the last couple of weeks here, where we're down, 25 cents or thereabouts in the last couple of weeks.
Does invasion of the March low imply that we'll test at some point the January low, 241 and a half?
Probably do. You probably do that as we continue to look at good conditions. With no extreme heat out here in the forecast, and these dry areas of concern out here shrinking, and even the areas that are dry, you know, for one instance would be there around Champaign on over to Decatur. I drove through there over the weekend, and the corn crop looks very good. So you're not in a level of concern at this point, and nothing like what you were a year ago today. So I think that's got everybody thinking that this crop can still produce a pretty good size yield nation as a whole.
A similar situation in the soybeans?
Soybeans continue to amaze me at their ability to hang in here. I do think that we're going to go challenge and close below the $6 mark on November beans this week. I think that opens the door for further selling to start to step in. Your crop condition ratings tonight should be unchanged to 2 points better across the board with the rains that we saw last week. So I think that'll start to push a little bit more pressure on these beans. The fact remains that if we have a good crop of beans this year, even if the acreage is down 1.5-2 million acres, we've still got too many beans to deal with for this next year.
Over in the wheat pit, will we say that last Tuesday's low will be the low for the harvest season?
Not in my opinion, Dave. I think you actually go back and challenge that again. You end up, a lot of times when you have a weather issue out here, you'll end up bouncing back a little bit, but then you'll go back and take those lows out. I think you'll actually take that out here down the road, and it'll be driven by the selling in the other pits is what'll drive it.
What about over at the Merck today?
Well, the cattle should be hot off that cattle and feed report from Friday, so I would assume your cattle are going to be 50 cents dollar better as we get going here today. Hogs have certainly turned sour here recently. I think you'll drop just a little bit further in the hogs, and then we'll be finding some buying step back in here. We certainly missed how many hogs were available to the marketplace. It seems like there's been more hogs out here than what we it was tighter than what we anticipated, and that's driving this market up, and I think you'll find some buying here down the road. So hogs, I'm going to go with a little bit lower start just because the cash is easier, but I think you'll find some buying not too far below this.
A one-sentence piece of advice for producers.
Well, the guys that are concerned about their crop at all and maybe what they've got sold, you can go out here and look at, say, 270, 280 December corn calls for reasonable money right now to go out and back up what they've got sold and also give you a little courage to turn around and sell the next rally, because I think the high is likely in without some significant problems in the pollination period in this corn market. Technically, you've turned this market over.
Thanks much.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We now go to the BBC.